Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I have a very timely guest for you, and I'm actually super excited to bring this gentleman back on the radio show. He's been on the show before. His name is Todd Wood. Todd, welcome to the program.
Wow, thanks for having me back, David. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and it is my pleasure, and for my audience, it is their opportunity to get some insight from somebody who's paying attention very closely to what's going on in Washington and our world. Todd is a financial expert, and he's the author of two books that are very much relevant to what's happening in our world today. Let's see, we've got two books. The first book was called Currency.
That's correct, yes.
All right, and then the second one, which was just released, is called Sugar.
That is correct.
All right, that's very cool. Well, let's do this. Let me let you do a quick introduction, Todd, about the books. Tell people what's in the books and why they need to read them. And then I want to then tap your significant insight into what's happening, because a lot's happened since the last time you were on the program.
Well, thank you. Currency I wrote while commuting into Wall Street. All my books are thrillers, but I tend to write about subjects which are important to the country today. So Currency deals with the national debt and the consequences in the national security sense of that debt. I've been told it's a page turner. People tell me they stay up all night to read them, and that especially Currency should be a movie. So I think I've established or achieved my goal of really writing something very entertaining. But I also do have a message in the books. And again, Currency is about the debt and how we, if we don't deal with it, there could be severe problems down the road. Sugar is a similar book, but with a different subject matter. It is a thriller again, but it deals with energy policy and government corruption. So, and really talks about the question of who benefits from stopping the fracking industry in the U.S. or the harvesting of the 2 trillion barrels of oil we have under our own feet. And I try to just answer that question in an interesting way.
Very good. Well, so let's start right there. 2 trillion barrels of oil.
Right, and most people don't realize how much oil we are sitting on, and even more natural gas. I mean, we have 300 years of energy sitting right under our feet, and the average poor family in poverty pays over 50% of their income for energy, whether it be cars, you know, gas for the car, heating oil, electricity, whatever. And if we could reduce that bill, say, by half, what a stimulus that would be, and what a private sector solution to, you know, a problem. And again, who benefits from stopping us from harvesting?
Well, that's really the question, yeah. And that's why I wanted to have you back on, Todd, because you've got this stuff nailed down. Who benefits by keeping that vast resource, 300 years worth of energy, undeveloped or unutilized? Who benefits?
Well, there was a movie that came out a while back, Matt Damon starred in it. It was called The Promised Land, and It was a sensationalistic, you know, portrayal of the dangers of the hydraulic fracturing or fracking, which is a process of drilling wells and then going sideways and injecting fluids into the wells and fracturing the rock and releasing the hydrocarbons. Well, that movie was financed with a $15 million check by the United Arab Emirates.
Wow.
So think about why that is, because they are getting trillions of dollars from us, and they don't want the money flows to stop. So why not support the environmental movement and, you know, scare people into not developing our own resources?
Well, there it is in a nutshell. I've always, I guess maybe from an eternal optimist position, I've always hoped that the reason why we don't develop our resources in our own country as quickly as we could, and again, this is probably very naive, Todd, bear with me, okay? But I've always hoped that that's because we're, you know, the people in control are smarter than I think they are, and that that maybe we're holding those as reserves and we're using all the other guys' fuel or energy before we use our own?
Well, these hydrocarbons, especially like up in Canada, if you look at the pipeline that was blocked by this administration, those hydrocarbons are going to be used anyway. There was a study by a very reputable organization that said, you know, the impact or the impact on carbon emissions or whatever, if you care about that, would be negligible whether or not the pipeline was built or not. So, you know, we have the refineries here in America. All we need to do is get the whatever form of hydrocarbons here. I mean, the natural gas is a much more clean, you know, fuel for cars. You're starting to see it used in a lot of different cities for buses. I mean,
sure.
We have hundreds of years worth of it. It's right here. So, you know, and we're a net energy exporter now. Most people don't realize America is reducing our dependence on foreign oil, but talk about a way to get out of the economic crisis. I mean, this is it.
They don't want to embrace that, though, do they, Todd?
Not this government we have right now. They sure don't. They're trying to stop it at every turn. So that to me is a mistake.
Well, we're not that far from 2016.
That is true.
At least that's what everybody says, and we hope for that. I mean, there are plenty of opportunities, and don't we have some midterms in 2014 as well?
We sure do. Boy, this is going to be an interesting 2 years, isn't it? I mean, with all that's going on in Washington right now.
That's a big topic, and so I'm going to hold you over here, Todd. I want you to stick around. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we're going to take more advantage of Todd Wood and his big brain full of information. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. Todd Wood's my guest today. He's a very insightful gentleman. He is an author. He's a financial expert. The two books are Currency and Sugar, which delve much more deeply in a very interesting way into some of the topics we're talking with Todd about. Todd, those available on website or Amazon? How do we get those books?
The books are available anywhere online, any electronic source, any device. You can download them from iTunes, Kindle, Nook, anything. The website is ltoddwood.com.
Okay, very good.
You can connect with me there if you'd like a signed copy. You can order the trade paperback book from any bookstore if they don't stock it already.
All right, excellent. Okay, so, you know, you and I, we kind of got into the energy and what's going on there, and another major area that I would love to shift gears and talk a little bit about, which is very related, and that's the debt, our national debt. And I want to share something, and I want your opinion about it. You know, back when, and again, this is going to be a non-political statement. Back when the president was elected, he set out his, whatever they have, like their budgetary or their forecast of plans for what the finances are going to look like for the country for the next, what is it, like 5 to 10 year period? And when he did that, I remembered very distinctly that the debt at that point was projected, national debt projected out to be about $18 trillion by, I don't know, it was like 2016, 2018, something like that. And so the point I want to make is that the fact that we have this debt wasn't unanticipated. It wasn't unexpected, at least not by the president and the budgetary office. So as I looked at that, when I first saw it, I thought to myself, you know what, there's no way out of this. You know, the concept that we can raise taxes enough or cut spending enough, which both could help depending on who you ask. But the real issue is we've got to grow our way out of this.
Oh, you're completely right.
And, you know, and your comments about the energy resources really speak to that for me.
Well, I do a lot of speaking on the debt. I was I did a speech at the Lerner School of Business in Quinnipiac University two nights ago, and you know, I always get asked the question, "Well, what do we do about it?" And my comments are two things: one, if you're in a hole and you want to get out, stop digging, so stop spending money you don't have.
Sure.
And grow the economy, and you know, have more transactions, more economic commerce, which creates more revenue. That's the way out.
No
if
question.
If we can get some grown-ups in charge and stop spending money and grow the economy.
Well, and you know what? The reality is, even if we do continue to spend money, and I know there's lots of debates on that, and there are certain things that are absolutely critical for our country, and there are things that we need to reevaluate. And from my perspective, you know, I look at the tax policy and I think, well, that's just not encouraging people to do the things we want them to do. The growth initiatives, being a business owner, I know that the best way to address debt for a business is not cutting. You can do some with cutting spending, and you can do some by, you know, some of that. You know, there's an old saying that one of my bosses had, and he said, "New business cures all ills."
That is so true.
And so, you know, if we can grow, unleash this energy independence and net exporting and increase it, I'm all for that, because that's the way you get out of this, is you grow your way out.
Well, you're exactly right. And the energy sector, in my opinion, I mean, look at what's going on in North Dakota. They're just exploding because they have embraced this technology. You know, we've been fracking since 1948. It's not a new technology. And it's been very effectively regulated by the states for decades.
Well, it's a new threat. That's why we're hearing so much about it.
Sure, sure. And, you know, speaking about the debt, what I am talking about, but I'm not hearing a lot, is the trillions that are going to be added by Obamacare, because what you're getting is Medicaid expansion.
Exactly.
People are signing up for free health care, but the people that have to pay for it are not signing up.
So, exactly. Well, what is your thought? I mean, I did listen very closely to the president's comments here recently about where we are with the Affordable Care Act or Unaffordable Care Act. And one of the comments that struck me, and this touches on your keen focus on the debt, which mm-hmm. we all need to be keenly focused on, is he made a comment. I was like, whoa, you know, aside from the apologies or almost apologizing or, you know, any of that, aside from mm-hmm. all of that, he said, you know, I'm paraphrasing, of course, for a country as wealthy as the United States, that we don't offer healthcare or don't have a healthcare system like other countries or other developed countries, that, you know, basically shame on us and we need to do this. It struck me as, well, wait a minute. We owe 16 or more trillion dollars. We're wealthy in ideas and we're wealthy in opportunities, but we ain't wealthy right now.
No, and it's actually why that. I mean, well, I know why. There's an agenda in the media, and it's
of course
doesn't get discussed. So,
of course,
but that is the and you keep hearing about substandard plans. Well, who gets to decide what's substandard? I mean, that is just drives me
hey,
up the wall.
Todd, I've got I won't be on television being interviewed uh-huh. by the major news networks, but I'll tell you and for our listeners, you know, we at my company for 16 years, I've offered health insurance to my employees.
Uh-huh.
And I have paid for it. We pay 100% of the health insurance costs for my employee. Now, if they want to cover a family member, they've got to pay the difference.
Mm-hmm.
For 16 years, Todd, I've absorbed the increases. And you know what? We're getting ready to be hit with our largest single year increase in our health insurance for our employees.
I believe it.
And now, I'm going to absorb it. I'm going to do that for my employees because I want to do that for them. But here I am, you know, trying to add to the tax base of our country and trying to do a good thing, for, of course, serving our clients. And I've got this bill coming through that you know, this increased 20% increase in my health insurance. And that's after having to change my plan. If we were staying with the same plan, Todd, if I stayed on the same plan, our premiums would double.
Yeah.
Double.
It's shocking.
Going from $450 a person to over $900 a person, but I'm making an adjustment. We're renewing early. You know, my health insurance agent, she's helping us do this, but a doubling of my premium.
Aren't you going to be impacted? They delayed the employer mandate for a year. I mean, is that going to impact you down the road as well?
Well, because I have a great health insurance agent, you know, she's helping us kick the can down the road for a year. But in a year, right. We're having to rush around and renew a whole month early. to be able to avoid. That's if I waited and renewed when my normal renewal date is January 1st,
I see,
I would be getting hit with a full 100% increase in premium.
Yeah, that's insane.
Ever so affordable, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, sarcasm intended.
Well, I guess, you know, and I'm doing a lot of interviews like this one and just trying to talk about that issue.
Yeah.
If you're looking at $17 trillion in debt, we could be at 20.
Yeah.
Literally overnight.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be just out of control, unsustainable.
Hey, $85 billion a month. You do the math. I mean, at some point, yes, they're going to taper, and yes. But the debt, I mean, that doesn't change the debt load. Now, well, let me do this. I'm getting a little worked up here, Todd. Let me take a quick break, cool off, and then I want to come back and ask you what you think is going to happen. Do you think the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare, is going to implode, or will they find a way to prop it up? Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we are back. All right, Todd. Todd Woods, our guest, financial expert, author of two books, Currency and Sugar, which talks a lot about all the things we're talking about on today's program. And Todd's also a very patient listener because I kind of went off there before the break. but I was giving you, because I know you talk to people and you want to be able to, you know, you can quote me on that, you know, I'm not Joe the plumber, but, you know, I'm a financial guy out here running a business and I have 14 employees. And without the work of a very smart insurance agent who's helped me with my health insurance for a long time, you know, my premiums would be doubling right now. They're still going up 20%, but they would be doubling.
Well, the supposed fix that happened the other day, I mean, it's not going to do anything, in my opinion, to quell the rising anger that's out there.
Well, the anger get strong enough? Here's the question, Todd. Will the anger get strong enough? I mean, it always comes back to politics. Will the aristocrats in the House and Senate be willing to do what's right for the American people instead of what's right for them?
Well, there's a bill being voted on as we speak in the House, and it's going to be real interesting to see how that goes and then how the next few weeks go. I think it's tough to answer your question because, you know, I thought that things would turn many times earlier than this, and they haven't.
Yeah.
So it's to be seen, I guess.
This is going to come across the wrong way, but I've always wanted to say this, so you're a good person for me to talk to you about it, Todd. You know, in other countries, they call this kind of stuff vote buying. You know, we look down our noses with our little round-rimmed glasses and talk about those South American countries or wherever where there's this vote buying going on. But that's what this is all about. It's buying people's votes. Say, I'll give you a bigger cookie than the other guy.
That's exactly what it is. And they call printing money in Bolivia, they call it printing money. Here we call it quantitative easing. I mean, the Fed can't grow its balance sheet forever.
No.
And, you know, at some point, and I get this question asked a lot too, what's going to happen? And I say, well, at some point, something will happen. You don't know what it is. It could be an international event. It could be a military conflict. It could be something. But this is all going to blow up, and it's going to happen unsuspectedly and quickly.
Well, will it be military, you think?
Well, that's, you know, we are weakening ourselves. And at some point, we're going to be weak, and that invites conflict.
Yes.
You know, and there's a saying on Wall Street that interest rates are low until they're not. So you don't know when that's going to happen. We could have an interest rate shock. I mean, think the 10-year average rate on the 10-year is 6.6%. We're at less than 3.
Right.
You know, we went from 2 to 3 recently when they talked about stopping the tapering, but every increase in 1% in interest rates is $200 billion in interest debt service costs.
That's a lot of money.
We could wipe out our whole federal budget if it goes where it should probably be above 10% right now, if the Fed was not intervening in the market.
Well, just a mere talk, as you said, of their, and we see this directly impacting the investment portfolios that we manage, Todd. We keep a very keen eye, as you do, on that 10-year treasury. And every, you know, just a mere talk of slowing the buying had, as you said, had that rate go from where it was in the summer of 2012, you know, we were down, what, in the 1.5% range?
Yep.
Then it literally doubled in a matter of months when the talk became...
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I'm talking about. It wasn't a big nominal move, but percentage-wise, it was 100% move.
Yeah. So yeah. I can see it. And for those our listeners out there, I know you know this, Todd, but you know, for our listeners, if you've got bonds and you've got these really long-term bonds, every 1% increase in interest rates moves your bond value down 10% if it's a 10-year bond.
Yeah, no. I lived through 1994 when, you know, the average bond investor thought they were safe and lost 40% overnight.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and that could easily happen. But even worse is the impact on credit in the United States, is the impact on raising capital. You know, an interest rate shock would be devastating. Because, you know, when it happened before, we were not broke like we are now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to go back to something else real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, if the guys are as smart as, you know, you and I have different ideas about why we aren't doing what we're doing. And I mm-hmm. think we're probably both right to some degree about why we're not using our reserves. Well, seems mm-hmm. to me now is the time for us to really unleash that energy mining and getting at that energy, because that could be the single greatest way. And tax it. Fine.
Oh,
tax
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Tax
yeah.
all that revenue like you do everything mm-hmm. else. And let's use that to fix this thing and get ourselves out of such a mess.
Plus, it solves a lot of foreign policy issues as well.
Well, you know what? I tell you what it does. I mean, I'm sure you were very tuned in with the whole thing with the Middle East and Russia,
yeah.
of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, stepping in to fill in a vacuum there. But it would become, certainly other countries would step in and have a much greater interest in that region and in its stability. And maybe they might even put their ships out there to escort the oil tankers, as opposed to it always being us if we've got more energy independence.
Well, there's two issues there. One is, you know, yes, we want to be more energy independent and not be dependent on people who want to kill us. But the second thing is that is a very volatile part of the world. It still is going to be the biggest, you know, natural resource area energy-wise in the world. So we're always going to have to be involved there. But you're right. I mean, we won't have to be involved to the... And why we're, you know, destroying our relationships with our allies in that region is beyond me. That's a whole other show.
Well, I'd just like to see a little bit more participation. You know, here's another thing I wanted... Well. Mm-hmm. Do we need to grab one more break, Lisa? Lisa says I got to grab one more break, Todd.
Okay.
Let's grab a break, and I want to ask you about China and Russia and about their relationships and how that plays on the energy markets, because I know you'll have some thoughts there. Stay right there.
Okay.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Todd Woods on the line, and he is author of two books, Currency and Sugar, which delves into a lot of the different discussions. And I was talking to Lisa on the break here. You know, we can go a lot of different directions with this, Todd. But you're kind of like I've gone to the doctor and I got a whole list of questions I want to ask. So I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I'm curious about your perspective on is, you know, we have China, obviously the China ascendant and exerting their influence around the world. Of course, you know, they have tons of cash. They're buying a lot of things. They're buying up energy resources. They're you know, developing relationships with people that, you know, we've had relationships with. And one of the things that occurs to me is that Russia is also sitting on vast supplies of energy resources. Are they doing anything together? Is that something we should be concerned about? Is that something that might...
Well, yeah, they are talking a lot more. They're still kind of, you know, two dogs who don't like each other sniffing each other, but they are more coordinating policy. You know, both of those countries have huge structural issues that they're going to have to work through.
Yeah.
You know, if we can get our act together, I think we could have easily another American century. But, you know, Russia has a real problem. They're too dependent on energy. You know, and I go there often. In fact, I'm going there next week on business. And they look at us, and I have friends over there who say, "Why in the world are you giving so much power to the state? It almost destroyed us. Don't you know history?"
Wow.
And they are just shocked at what we're doing over here.
Yeah, they look at us and say, "Why would you guys do what we did? Why are you?" It's almost like I think other countries sometimes look at the United States, and you know, there's certainly a respect for the power that we do have, but they probably go, "Why are you guys you seem like you're destroying yourselves on purpose."
Yeah, but, you know, Russia has issues that the population's declining. The other thing is they're definitely afraid of having children because they've been through so much turmoil and they only want to be able to support, you know, one child at the most, two. You don't see big families over there anymore, maybe out in the countryside, but not in the cities.
Yeah.
So their population is declining. The economy's slowing because Putin is basically the new czar.
Yes.
So, you know, and he's locked up the economy like autocrats usually do. So it's, you know, they've got some real issues.
Well, if we were able to take on that leadership and get our act together in a number of areas, we could return to a stronger leadership position and even help some of these other countries. They don't have to steal it. We'll be happy to sell it to them. Give us some of our, you know, help them with our technologies and help them with...
Well, that's what we should do is export this technology because we're the leaders in it. And that's why Russia and China have not developed their, you know, shale gas or whatever because... They just don't have the technology. They're coming over here to learn how to do it. So let's make money on that, you know?
I like that idea.
The world's leader, and we're 10 years or 20 years ahead, so let's stay there. Let's keep developing and make money off of it.
You know, the thing that strikes me, and I'll get your thought on this too, Todd, because I think you're going to have a good insight. The thing that strikes me is any time we talk about taxes, it always is presented to us by the politicians, and this is on purpose, of course, that it's a zero-sum game that, you mm-hmm. know, in order for the people without to have, the people that have must give up. And I think that is an overly simplistic and really it's a way to be political with this. If we are able to grow and, you know, harvest the resources we have, and stoke the American engine and refire the American dream that everybody benefits. And there's plenty of tax revenue. We still need to be smart about it. We need to pay the debt and we need to do all these other things. But then our country can be very charitable. You know, I read a statistic the other day. The Americans give over $300 billion a year to charities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we are a charitable country and we can be even more so. But it requires not how many scoops of ice cream I've got. I got to give you one of them because I got three and you only have one. I got to give you one of mine.
Well, yeah, it doesn't work. I mean, everybody knows it doesn't work. You know, what works is unleashing the human spirit and letting them develop and take their lives where they want to go. I mean, why we're having to relearn the... You know, that's what I'm worried about is that my children are going to have to relearn the lessons of the past, which were horrific.
Yeah, and it's almost like there's an evaporation, or that ice cream is melting, as I put it, of this American dream and the American entrepreneurism. I mean, becoming successful and people having the benefit of what they work so hard for, of course, has been demonized in the media and has been demonized in politics. And it's like, well, really? Those are the folks that are able to give more because they have been successful, and that's part of the American dream.
Well, I'm writing another book right now. It's called Delta, which means change. And I started it, I was in the Roman Forum last summer, and it was just kind of one of those epiphany moments where you think about and have ideas just flood into your head. And you know, they did the same thing. They devalued their currency. They, you know, they became corrupt. They became dictatorial. And this has all happened before. But I'm trying to write about what causes people to, you know, take this path where they, you know, accept this reasoning that there's just free money forever.
Well, we'll have to do this, Todd. We're out of time today. We'll have to have you come back and talk when that book's ready. Todd Wood, financial expert and author, two books, Currency and Sugar. Lots of good stuff. Todd, thank you as always for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, David.
All right. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening. Thank you.